The Juneau School District has been randomly drug testing student athletes for 9 years. But apart from anecdotal reports, there is little hard evidence to show that it's been effective for keeping kids off of drugs and alcohol. KTOO's Kavitha George has more.
The Juneau School District started drug testing most of its student athletes in 2009. But among administrators, students, parents, and coaches, there doesn't seem to be a consensus about its purpose or its effectiveness. Here's how it works. A kid will get randomly pulled out of class to take a urine test, and then a technician analyzes it immediately. They're looking for a range of substances, including cocaine, marijuana, opiates, OxyContin, tobacco, and alcohol. If the test is positive, parents are notified and the student is asked to produce another sample, which is sent out to a lab for confirmation. Once a week, the testing service sends the school a report of positive results. Kids with confirmed positives are suspended from sports from 10 days to a full year. Jake Jacoby, Thunder Mountain High School's activities director, describes the number of positive tests he's seen over the last 4 years as steady and low.
You know, not very many. I would say at least half of the maybe 8 to 10 positive tests we've had in the last 4 years have been tobacco related.
Superintendent Bridget Weiss said in an email, quote, "Anecdotally, we have few positives," end quote, but that the district does not keep yearly records of the number of positive tests. The consensus there is that the district doesn't have the time or capacity to keep track of year-over-year testing results. But the district has worked hard to protect the policy, spending up to $46,000 a year on drug tests. In the face of budget cuts 5 years ago, they opted to continue testing, even if it meant cutting back elsewhere. At a Thunder Mountain wrestling practice, some players doubted the effectiveness of testing, and others weren't even aware it was happening.
Yeah, usually they drug test, but I haven't heard of anybody. Has anybody on the wrestling team got drug tested yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
But while most kids said that they wouldn't change the current system, they also said that testing doesn't prevent kids who want to use drugs from using them. Here's Camden Erickson, a sophomore at Thunder Mountain.
It just depends on the kid, you know. Yeah. I think if a kid really wants to do drugs, it's not going to matter if he's in the season.
Sunny Tibetan, a senior on the Juneau Douglas High School swim team, agrees, adding that even the educational part of the district's drug policy isn't particularly effective.
A lot of students, it just goes over their heads. They don't pay much mind to it because many of the students who have done it, they know how to work their way out of getting caught.
Mary Ellefson is a parent of a Juneau Douglas student and coaches the school's cross-country team. She says that while she's unclear on how effective the policy has been, taking kids off of teams is counterproductive to keeping them off of substances.
I'm feeling like if I have kids on my team caught smoking, I'd rather have them smoking and running than not coming to practice. I'd rather have them with this group of young people that are active and making good choices and traveling with me than spending more time on their own and perhaps unsupervised.
At the same time, parents like Ellefson say it's unreasonable to expect the district to be responsible for solving the issue of substance abuse alone. National studies of high school drug testing programs haven't shown a strong correlation, if any, between testing and lowered substance abuse. Drug testing is just one part of Juneau School District's strategy to address the issue. But seemingly satisfied with anecdotal evidence, it appears unlikely that administrators will be changing the program anytime soon. In Juneau, I'm Kavitha George.